You're now listening to Her Story, Women Who Lead, with your host, Sandra Bieber. This is a dynamic and inspiring podcast that really dives into the rich tapestry of women's history, explores critical topics in women's health, and celebrates the profound impact women have on our communities. Stay with us. All right, I have Fadia Helma with me today on Her Story. Listen, Fadia and I go back, and I'm excited to share, I'm excited to showcase what you've done for this region, what you've done for Pennsylvania. And you're a hidden gem in this region. Yeah. And I think you came on board and I interviewed you. You were one of the first episodes of Her Story in the six episode long last March in 2025. And you blew me away then. And you continue to blow me away, especially working so closely with you with the PA 250. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about your career as an economic development. I call you a giant, economic development giant, but you always are behind the scenes. You never want the fame, if you will, but your trail is everywhere in any positive impact when it comes to supporting our community, especially in the Lehigh Valley. So I want our audience and our guests to just, you know, welcome you, and we're really excited. Tell us a little bit more about you and introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for those kind words. My name is Fadia Helma. I am a Lebanese immigrant. My parents came here in 1968, I was born in here. I have three brothers and two sisters, and we grew up here in the Lehigh Valley, attended Bethlehem schools, stayed here locally with our family ties, and went to college here at Moravian College. I'm still very connected there, and went into teaching at first, taught history.
Wow. That's what we have in common.
Yes.
I love it.
Taught history, loved it, taught seventh grade, a very challenging year, age group, but loved it, did a lot of diversity with the children and introducing them to different cultures, because I thought that was very important for them to learn. And then after that, really, when I had my daughters, got involved with the Pennsylvania Democratic Party and was hired by the Democratic National Committee to be an Eastern Pennsylvania regional organizer. And I helped organize communities, organize the Democrats in different counties, and really laid the groundwork for the first campaign for Barack Obama.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, what did you learn from that campaign? And what did you learn from people, if you will?
I think what I really learned is that there's so many people out there that are very concerned about government, that like to have their voice heard. And everybody has something different to offer, whether it's, coming in and making phone calls or text messages or bundling literature, or, we have people that come in and, just drop off a tray of brownies for the volunteers. But everybody wanted a sense of community. We're all thinking likely the same type of thoughts, really concerned about democracy. So there was a lot of different engagement. And I think a lot of longtime friendships were made because the camaraderie and the support that everybody has for each other and for the cause and the mission really bound everybody together. So also that, what happens here in Lehigh County, Northampton could be totally different than Pike County.
Absolutely.
What they face every day is different than what we face here every day. So really being able to listen to the voters and what their concerns are and how we go about making sure that there's good government to help address that.
That's incredible. And so kind of pivoting into what PA 250 is for you.
Sure.
You're a historian, a fellow historian, and for me, why I got involved in the PA 250 was because it was an opportunity, one, to celebrate the nation in which, first of all, as an immigrant or a daughter of immigrants and myself an immigrant, something to give back to the community that helped and welcomed us and continues to welcome us in many different communities. And then the second is that you get to be part of making history, right?
Yes.
And so, when we look back at 20, 30, 40 years from now, and we'll say, oh my goodness, we were here making all of these little events happening, whether it was the gala, right? Or whether it was, filming a podcast or filming small social media reels or documentaries. What really inspired you to lead up Lehigh County's initiative for the Pennsylvania 250 in connection to America 250?
Well, I've been on the ground from the very beginning. When the Commission for the Commonwealth put together what their platform and goals were going to be for the America 250 celebration, making sure that not only all the counties in the Commonwealth were celebrating, but that people from all across the country would come and congregate in Philadelphia for the big celebrations. Mm-hmm. So was always able to give input on that. Cassandra Coleman, an executive director, a longtime friend, said, "Hey, I've got something for you," and kind of tapped on me and said, "What can we do here?" And, you know, in the beginning, it was a lot of fundraising to make sure that they had the resources that they needed, but then also providing the feedback. One of the things I love about this program is that we really engaged in the schools, in the classrooms.
Definitely,
creating a coloring book and a book that we could read to the classrooms and get them involved and make sure that they understood about America's birthday. And then also on the economic end of it, taking our state's bigger industries and companies like Hershey and things like that to give like little gift bags to the students so that they also understood what we have to be proud of here in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So reading in the classrooms and bringing that into curriculum, you know, I really was hopeful that many of the teachers would start talking about America 250, talking about the history at all levels, not just at the elementary or in a civics class. And we started to see that. Yeah. So really bringing the history and the pride of, you know, America starting here in Pennsylvania was really important to me. And I'm really proud of what they've done in the schools. And then, you know, reaching out and looking at the platform itself, you know, engaging veterans and honoring veterans. The legacy projects that they put on the platform.
Fantastic.
And that was, I think, probably the part that gave me the most hope. You know, coming here, my family from Lebanon, you know, trying to fit in, it was really important for me to show that giving back to the community is important.
That's right.
And the legacy projects that we and we decided to do here in Lehigh County were really centered around giving the next generation and people the opportunity to come together at a site that's pretty. So what we decided to do was Four Liberty Legacy Gardens.
Wow.
And everything that we've done in Lehigh County is kind of focused around the core of the Liberty Bell, which we believe was here in Allentown.
Absolutely.
So the Liberty Bell kind of was what centered everything. So the Liberty Legacy Gardens are an opportunity for visitors from all around. It's an economic generator, increasing tourism, but it's also for people to come to the garden, learn about a founding father. So we have four. One is at Leeser Lake.
That's right.
And that's in honoring our founding father, George Washington, who had a very strong interest in lakes and water and trees and things like that. We also have one at the zoo. Lehigh Valley Zoo is that's Thomas Jefferson, our founding father. And he, if you know anything about Thomas Jefferson, he did a lot on plants and butterflies and insects and things like that. And so we're honoring him there. And then the Da Vinci Science Center is honoring founding father Benjamin Franklin. They're doing a lot more on the focus of electricity and things like that, gearing towards science. And the last one is at the George Taylor House. George Taylor was a founding signer of the Declaration of Independence here. And theirs is a little bit different. They're doing a kind of like the old Victory food garden where they're going to be planting native plants and then showing how the foods and the vegetables were created, grown, and then made in, and they take them into their cooking kitchen. So they're giving demonstrations of how colonial cooking would have taken place. So it is a really great opportunity to showcase those four really beautiful sites. On July 4th, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for all four of them and the reading of the Declaration of Independence in the morning. It's a great way to start off the celebration here in Lehigh County.
Well, you should be so proud of yourself because and the committee, because the work that's been put in, it really is history embodied in present day.
Correct.
So there's a lot of children that are going to be outside of school, right? And this is a perfect opportunity for them to witness what historians believe really is just one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you know, to celebrate the Pennsylvania 250. And I'm excited mostly because I get to take my kids, our children, to the on the 17 treasure trails. So I think that's the best part about that. So Awesome. So tell me a little bit about all of the things that we have planned coming up other than the PA 250. What is Pennsylvania in all 67 counties? You know, what is the treasure that you see, and what is maybe some things that you're going to be traveling to check out?
Sure. One of the great things that the governor has done and with the America 250 PA is they are giving free concerts throughout the Commonwealth. Yeah. And we have one coming up in Scranton very soon. We had one at Center one in Erie and one at Penn State, mm-hmm. And one at Hershey. Mm-hmm. They are an opportunity to give all people a free great concert to get together to celebrate around the focus of celebrating America's birthday and to hear live music. It's a wonderful opportunity that we've presented. Counties all across the Commonwealth have a Liberty Bell. Mm-hmm. It's a $10,000 Liberty Bell that an artist has painted to reflect the heritage and the culture of that county. So they're all reflective of that. The one for Lehigh County we have here at Moravian University, one of the oldest colleges in the country, the sixth oldest college. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. And also, you know, different counties are doing different things, like anything from fireworks and festivals to parades, trying to engage culture and literature and, you know, reenactments and murals and things like that. So we're starting to see a collection of all different types of artwork coming forward and speakers coming to events and talking about the history of America. Lehigh County is very fortunate. We were one of the few to get a semi-quincentennial bell.
Wow.
That was a $250,000 replica of the Liberty Bell in Independence Hall. It's right now, it is in front of the church, Reformation Church, and on downtown Allentown. And even that day when we had this ceremony and the installation, we had such a wonderful turnout. It was a beautiful day.
It really was a beautiful
and
day.
A lot of just like really good feeling around. Wow, this is so wonderful. To tell the story of how the Liberty Bell was housed here in Allentown during the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, as everybody was walking around, there was a family that came forward and they stood in front of the bell and the little girl was like touching the bell. And I just kind of was like, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You know, their family sharing about the history of our country, the pride of our country, and the pride of Lehigh County and Allentown. So those are the things that make it all worth it. Mm-hmm. As we go forward here in Lehigh County, we're also doing a treasure trail. You know, really wanted to be able to bring some economic vitality to Lehigh County and some community outreach and get people out and about, get them out doing things with their family, hopefully spending money at some of our small businesses and things like that.
Sure.
So we came up with a treasure trail, Lehigh County Treasure Trail, and it has 20 sites to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's George Taylor House. Lynn Heidelberg Historical Society has Antolani Park as a great family venue.
Mm-hmm.
The historic 1770 Trout Hall in Emmaus, Sailor Park, Cement Klein, Lehigh Valley Zoo, and the treasure, the Trexler Nature Preserve, because if you haven't been there, you should take your family to that.
For sure.
We also are doing the 1803 House in Emmaus, the Noss Homestead, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Trexler Memorial Park, Da Vinci Science Center, Lockridge Furnace Museum, Museum of Indian Culture. I know there's so many.
That one's going to be a fun one.
That is a fun one.
Yeah.
And they're very excited to
join.
They're
all fun. Those are really incredible.
Yeah, and America on Wheels, who, you know, you go in, you get to see all the different historical trains and cars that are there. Allentown Fair Grounds, we're doing one there, and they're also doing a big event in September all around America 250 celebration. The entire theme, everything that they're putting together is all around our celebration there. You know, Leaser Lake, we have so many families going out there hiking, kayaking, swimming.
Leaser Lake is beautiful.
So now we have a garden
very
there
peaceful.
And they're on the trail.
Yeah.
And then a Gross Memorial Rose Garden, which is visited for prom and, you know, getting wedding pictures there. So, you know, we're really getting out there.
A.K.A. the Rose Garden.
The Rose Garden.
For the, you know, OGs like myself, that is like the Rose Garden.
The Rose Garden.
That's fantastic.
Correct. The Shelter House and the historic Lehigh County Courthouse, which is a great venue that we have recently renovated, and then the Allentown Semi-Quincentennial Bell site. So those are all up and running, and it's just a great idea for people who have family coming to visit Lehigh County during this time to take them to these sites and to really share what we have here on our own county and our treasure trail.
That's awesome. So I think one of the main things, like you said, is that leaving your your trail, right? Leaving your imprint on it, because making history is all about understanding where you are in your present. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know your history, you're kind of doomed to repeat it. Hopefully, correct, if you have good history, right, it's you want to repeat it. But this has been, for me, an eye-opener, because how brave and how really patriotic our founding fathers were. Absolutely. That they were to, you know, they were to be hung if they were caught of treason. And so they risked their life for the freedom that they had. And I think for immigrants especially, they wanted to be, we wanted to be part. We want to be part of what that is. I think there are people that say, I really don't want to, you know, celebrate because of whatever funky mood I'm in. I get it. I understand that. But we want to get out, and we want to be able to give people an opportunity to give back in some way, whether it's the students. I remember going back to Union Terrace, right?
Yeah.
Which was my school when I was from first to third grade. And being back to go back as a reader in some of the very classrooms that I sat in was really a full circle moment, especially that my love for history came about in that moment. I'm also, you know, an Egyptian immigrant, and history is in our blood. The Lebanese, same. And the Middle East, the same. And so, and many other cultures. But to understand it deeply and to keep the traditions going and to teach our own children is vital. So highlighting the many different partnerships that we have, in, especially through the PA250. Tell us a few, you know, parts in that way, if you could.
One of the first things we did when we put the committee together is we tried to get members from different parts of Lehigh County representing business, economics, culture, and history, mm-hmm. And recreation. Lehigh County Historical Society has been a wonderful partner. They opened doors and introduced us to other historical societies, made sure that they were engaged and had a voice at the table. We have a great partnership with the Da Vinci Science Center. I went to them with an idea about the treasure trails, and they have a program for STEM for their young female students during the summertime. And I kind of proposed this, hey, I'd like to do these signs, and they worked together and came up with the sign, the image, the logo. They produced it, and that's what we've decided to use. It was just a wonderful partnership that we had with Da Vinci Science Center and their STEM program. Yeah. We have a great partnership with Coca-Cola Park, mm-hmm. and the Iron Pigs.
That's right.
And speaking of that, we've been working together for the last couple months on our July 3rd Liberty Ignited event.
Yeah.
It is the big marquee event of our celebration. Mm-hmm. It is we're inviting everybody across the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully get a lot of people here from Lehigh Valley. But that is going to be, it's actually, the tickets are $17.76.
I love it.
But
it
is going to be a very high-end patriotic drone show, the first of its kind in the Lehigh Valley, a high-end fireworks display. And then we're going to have performances on the field. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's reenactments of, I don't want to give it all away right
now. Yeah, you got to give a little teaser.
Reenactments, some like kind of baseball history too.
Yeah.
And then on the promenade, or, you know, the corridor where you go get your hot dog and everything
That's
else
right.
to eat, we're going to have different stations available. So there's going to be an exhibit from the Women's Rights Movement. There's going to be an exhibit from the Daughters of Liberty and the Sons of Liberty. We have the Allentown Fair is going to teach children how to make applesauce back in the day.
That's fun. I remember making applesauce, and
yeah.
that was the most incredible thing in first grade doing that, and it was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be fun.
We're going to have a very large salute to the veterans, and they're going to have we're going to have this, you know, EMS and police and everybody and the firefighters all involved with a parade of their vehicles.
Yeah.
Just a really good feel-good opportunity for people to come to see not just fireworks, but a drone show that's all patriotic and really bring that feeling of patriotism back
yeah.
to families so that they have something really wonderful to celebrate.
I love that. I absolutely love it. And, you know, one of the last things that I want to highlight is, you know, you, your family immigrated here. You're a first generation, mm-hmm. You know, from immigrants. You know, celebrating this, what does this mean to you? And what does it mean really to the community in which we live?
It's funny, when I was a little girl, the first time I ever had a hot dog, because we don't normally eat something like that, was we were invited to a neighborhood picnic, mm-hmm. and when we came there, they served hot dogs, and they told my mom, this is something that you have to, this is, you know, very American, you need to eat that. So from now on, from then on, every 4th of July, my mom has to make hot dogs, because
yeah.
that's something that she learned as part of tradition.
Yeah.
I think for me, being an immigrant is making sure that people understand that this country was made up from all different walks of life.
Yeah.
All different parts and corners of the planet have mm-hmm. come here to America to start a family,
mm-hmm.
To have opportunities that they didn't have in their country.
Absolutely.
And I think what I've seen is that most immigrants and most families want to share their culture and their tradition.
That's
and
right.
being American is actually sharing that culture.
Absolutely.
There's many components to being patriotic, an American patriot.
Mm-hmm.
And it does encompass the Italians, the Irish, the mm-hmm. Polish, the mm-hmm. Lebanese, the mm-hmm. Syrians, mm-hmm. you know, all immigrants
yes.
and all different walks of life. Because that's what makes us the great American melting pot, because we right. are a fabric intertwined from many different cultures.
Yeah. And that's what makes America strong.
Absolutely.
Making America strong is that all of the different thoughts, all the different ideas melted into one with one mission to succeed.
Yes, to
succeed. To go after and pursue our own happiness. And that's what the Founding Fathers did so well, is that they really folded that into the work of what this democracy is pursuing your own right to the happiness in which you want to pursue for yourself,
absolutely.
For your family, for the future. And I want to thank you so much for all that you do personally, professionally, for this community, for me personally as well. So, Fadia, you have been, for me and this Lehigh Valley, an economic giant in some ways, right? You have been overseeing so many projects, multi-million dollar projects, being able to bring projects in, but you're always behind the scenes. So I, you know, want you to kind of talk about your passion for small business, your passion for economic development,
sure.
and what that looks like.
Sure. In regards to, you know, even America 250, one of the goals of our commission and our committee was to make sure that the small businesses were able to benefit
yeah.
from all the different types of visitors that we might have. So working with the Main Street programs that we have, like in Emmaus and Catasauqua, Allentown, Bethlehem, what we wanted to do is get the small businesses to understand the importance of getting behind this mission of celebrating America's birthday,
yeah.
whether it's, you know, Small Business Week, where the businesses are offering, you know, a George Washington cocktail, or, you know, giving a discount for people to come in and shop at their stores. The idea of, you know, having American flags and putting out, you know, pots and with red, white, and blue flowers in
yeah.
front, but really celebrating and getting engaged as a small business on the main streets.
Mm-hmm.
There are several Main Street programs, like in Emmaus, that are really putting to festivals and gearing and getting their community to come out around the celebration and really encouraging all their small businesses to take advantage of that. And we're seeing that like across the Commonwealth, you know, big cities like, well, of course, Philadelphia,
yeah.
but, you know, Easton's also doing it. Allentown is putting a good forth effort. They have a Blues Brews and Barbecue that's coming up.
That's right.
Next
the
weekend. The
13th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is geared towards celebrating America's birthday. So really giving the small businesses the opportunity to engage in this celebration and make some money off of it, even if it's just, you know, handing out balloons or flags, but things like that to really mm-hmm. engage the community.
Mm-hmm.
The Main Street programs that we have that are really celebrating the America's birthday have been doing a lot of planning,
yeah.
you know, working with different partners around the county and in Lehigh Valley to try to engage all different types of businesses, whether it's reenactors, it's, you know, music performers, dancers, really trying to bring in all different parts of culture and make it a family-friendly event
okay.
so that families are coming out, they're having a good time, they're spending money at the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that is important, that coming out with your family, you know, walking around, seeing everything, talking to people, laughing, engaging, and
having fun.
Yeah, having
fun. Let's have some fun, America.
Yeah, and being part of the community, this really important thing that we all can share, as we know, you know, whether no matter what side of the fence you're on,
yeah.
that it's America's birthday and it's a time to celebrate.
Right.
We've come a very long way,
mm-hmm.
You know. Many of the businesses have been talking about doing something on the Bill of Rights and highlighting the Bill of Rights,
mm-hmm.
You know, how important that document was when the Founding Fathers did that. I think that's really important. Sometimes people forget and take for granted things that we have here every day and they don't remember. And, you know, reminding them that, hey, we've come a long way since 1776. And we still, as a nation, always have the opportunity to continue to grow and to continue to improve. But you know, coming out and talking to people and engaging, looking at art and looking at, you know, a painting of, you know, slaves or a painting of a colonial period and remembering what was it like for them.
Yeah.
And they worked so hard to fight for the common good and for their communities. That is really important part of our fabric and our history.
And, you know, thinking about history, it makes me think about what will people 300 years from now think of us? What will they think of the people that are celebrating or the people that are, you know, building the businesses or building the economies or the opposite, you know, trying to divide? And I think that's one of those tricky situations. And like, be careful for what you're doing now, because
sure,
it will be part of history one day. And so how do you want to be remembered in that from that perspective? I think that's been for me personally, as someone that's been, you know, deep in this, you know, work with the community work and also with the PA250 work now. What is it now? 4 years?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Almost 5 years.
5 years. My goodness. But just that involvement, someone opened a door for me to be able to celebrate it, was really important. And I think that no matter what you believe, I think getting out there and supporting and saying, you know, happy birthday to America, to whatever you are, whatever
yeah.
you believe, and being able to put it out there in a way that inspires has been really the task at hand, because it is inspiring. It may, some people think history is boring. I don't. You don't. But right now, just as we're speaking, we're creating history. So a week, whether it's a week from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, it's history. Whether it's a second from now.
Yeah. And so, I honestly think what this committee is really geared towards doing yeah. is promoting goodwill.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's right.
Really making sure that, reminding people of our founding fathers and what they put forth, bringing people out to celebrate that mm-hmm. among each other with goodwill
yeah.
and showing that compassion, humanity, and caring
That's
is
the
a
word.
Legacy.
Humanity.
That, yeah, is the legacy.
Humanity is for me personally, understanding that this moment is important in that. I do
Absolutely.
See unification. When we saw, going back to that Liberty Bell
mm-hmm.
Ceremony, the amount of people from so many different backgrounds and
yes.
races and socioeconomic classes, whether you're a politician, whether you're a business owner, or whether you're just a community member or a student or a child, you were all there. And we were all there taking part in that communal gathering. And I think that's what this moment's about. It's about building together, holding hand in hand, the communities that we build. And I think the Lehigh Valley does a very good job at
Absolutely.
That. We are a diverse region,
yeah.
and we're going to continue to be diverse, whether anyone likes it or not. We're going to continue. And the reason being is because diversity is beauty.
Absolutely.
Tapestry is beauty. Whether you're, you know, you say howdy or you say y'all or you say yins or you say yous, it's beautiful. And that is the precious thing that I feel like this country is needing more than ever. The world is needing more than ever. And I thank you for that. I thank you for your vigor and your plight in this work, because it is almost like plight. It's a
yeah.
it's a lot to hold this work together. And on the days where we feel discouraged, we can encourage one another, no
Absolutely.
Matter what our differences are.
One of the best things about this whole opportunity is that history is about telling a story, and
mm-hmm.
we're giving people the opportunity to tell their story.
That's right.
No matter where they come from,
yeah.
and then to also celebrate that their voice is important.
That's
so
right.
that's what we need to do, to celebrate each other's histories. Every person counts,
yes.
and we're going to have a great celebration here.
Absolutely. And like we always say, happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
And thank you for joining us, and thank you for being part of this work. You're listening to Her Story, and we hope to catch you next time.